Good afternoon. Thank you for joining today's community update. This is June 4th, 2020. My name is Mike Twenge. I'm the Emergency Services Director. The State of Alaska Department of Health and Social Services has reported nearly 100 positive COVID-19 cases in the past 5 days. Folks, the virus is spreading as we open up further and relax our preventative measures. I understand the anxiety of living in this state of emergency for so long. However, we should continue to prevent the spread by the recommended guidelines. Yesterday, the Emergency Operations Center announced a second positive COVID-19 case in Kodiak. I'm going to ask our public health nurse, Elsa DeHart, to expand on that for us. Elsa?
Thanks, Mike. So yes, yesterday we did have our second case, or not yesterday, the case came in on Tuesday, our second case in Kodiak. This was a person who traveled from the East Coast, did all the right things, came for fishing, was excited about her Alaska adventure, and came to Kodiak to help us out. So this traveler, he was tested as was supposed to be done, and then they were tested positive, so went straight into quarantine straight from the airport to the quarantine spot to testing and then back into isolation. So I wanted to talk just a second about the difference between quarantining and isolation. So quarantining means a person is staying away from everybody so that nobody else can get sick, hopefully. And that means that, you know, somebody who is in quarantine could go out on the bike path with where nobody is, or into for a hike in the woods, or could go to their doctor's appointment and things like that. They need to stay away from public places where there are a lot of people, always wear a mask, that kind of thing. Somebody who is isolated, so, and this is the case with our traveler, that person is isolated in, in the place that they are. They have to stay there and they can't go out except for a doctor's appointment if they needed it, that kind of thing. So they really have to stay in one place. And I know that can be a really hard thing for people. So, but that's kind of the difference when you hear them talk about quarantine and isolation. So, the person that came in has been isolated and will be until their isolation time is considered completed by, it works with symptoms and time by public health, and then they'll be released to go and do what they came here to do. The things to remember, it's really important now that we are seeing more cases, and there very well may be more asymptomatic cases that we don't know of in Kodiak, is that we do need to continue to stay, you know, do our social distancing, wear our masks in public, wash our hands, disinfect high touch surfaces, do all those things we know how to do really well and have been doing for a long time so that we can continue, hopefully, to keep our numbers super low here in Kodiak. So thanks.
Thank you, Elsa. So the point to remember is this person took the required measures for out-of-state travel, and we're very grateful for that. This week, the Emergency Operations Center met with Kodiak medical professionals to discuss testing capacity in Kodiak. We also discussed the number of local cases and or hospitalizations in Anchorage, the numbers that it would take before there would be concern of overwhelming our local healthcare, and the importance of continuing our habits of remaining safe. And you know what those three important actions are, right? Wash your hands, wear a mask, social distance. The outcomes that we are prepared as we can be, and the phases of action or triggers are in place. So we're all listening to what the governor's mandate has put forward to us, and the governor's mandate has been revised. It becomes effective at 12:01 a.m. on June 6th. The health mandate relates to international and interstate travel. There's now a mandatory declaration form for interstate travelers, and this applies to all persons entering the state of Alaska, whether they're a resident, a worker, or a visitor. So I'm going to read from the health mandate here. It's quite laborious here, but bear with me. Like I said, the health mandate 10.1, international and interstate travel order of self-quarantine, is effective at 12:01 a.m. on June 6th. This mandate applies to all persons entering into the state of Alaska. All people arriving in Alaska from outside the state must self-quarantine for 14 days unless the traveler falls under one of the following four categories. They've had a pre-travel PCR test, that's the coronavirus test. Or the traveler produces a PCR test result showing the traveler tested negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours before departure to Alaska. Or the traveler produces a PCR test showing the traveler tested negative for COVID-19 within 5 days before departure to Alaska. And the traveler obtains a second COVID PCR test upon arrival in Alaska and minimizes interactions until the second test result is received. And that test also is required to be negative. All pre-tested travelers will receive a voucher for a second test that must occur within 17 to 14 days after arrival and should minimum interactions until the result of the second test shows the traveler is negative for COVID-19. Another option here is the PCR test upon arrival. The traveler obtains a COVID PCR test upon arrival in Alaska that shows the traveler is negative for COVID-19. The traveler must self-quarantine at their own expense while waiting for the test results. Traveler will receive a voucher for a second test that must occur within 7 to 14 days after arrival and should minimize interactions until the result from the second test shows the traveler is negative for COVID-19. If the PCR test comes up positive, the traveler must isolate at their own expense and will not be able to travel unless cleared by public health. This is important for local Alaskan residents. Alaska residents who travel out of state for a period of 5 days or less are not required to be tested before leaving or returning to the state. However, upon returning to Alaska, residents must, here's the confusing part, self-quarantine for 14 days upon arrival with no requirement for testing, or obtain a PCR test upon arrival in Alaska that shows that the resident is negative for COVID-19. The resident must self-quarantine while waiting for the test results. The resident will obtain a voucher for a second test that must occur within 7 to 14 days after arrival and should minimize interactions until the results from the second test show the resident is negative for COVID-19. As far as the critical infrastructure employees travel, the employee is traveling as part of critical infrastructure workforce as outlined in the Alaska Essential Services and Critical Workforce Infrastructure Order. And the employee follows his or her company's reviewed community protective plan on file with the state that includes testing and or quarantine provisions. So for more information on this, which I'm sure you'll want to reread this, visit coronavirus.alaska.gov. We've recently had some questions submitted to our PIO, here's a few of those. One question is, what percentage of travelers arriving in Kodiak by plane are showing up to be tested? So we've locally tested 559 individuals as of today. Some of those tests were travelers. We don't have an exact count on who came in for out of state. But we do have these numbers. How many travelers are coming in per day by plane or by ferry? So here in Kodiak, we're averaging between 80 and 100 people arriving daily by plane. That number seems to be pretty steady. And the Tustamina arrived yesterday, the local ferry, with 59 passengers. And for those of you that are tracking the schedule, they're going to be returning next Tuesday. Interstate travelers on the ferry are not required to quarantine, but understand that passengers are required to wear masks on the plane now, and they're also encouraged to wear masks on the Alaska Marine Highway System. I also spoke a little bit about the difference between isolation and quarantine. That's a question we've gotten as well. I'll just reiterate that. Isolation separates sick people with a contagious disease from people who are not sick. And quarantine separates and restricts the movement of people who are exposed to a contagious disease to see if they become sick. Another important question we have is to repeat the phone number for getting help shopping. Of course, that is the Kodiak Community Support Team. They assist those that need help with shopping or deliveries. They also have support for talking or praying with someone, and additionally crisis support. And that help is available in both Spanish and Tagalog. So the number reads Kodiak Community Support Team 907-486-7656. 486-7656. So let's remember to continue what best practices we have been doing now for nearly 3 months. Can you believe it? It's been that long. And protect everyone in our community from this nasty virus. Once again, we will return next Thursday at noon with another community update. Thank you all for tuning in today.